Number 1.
Why are you reading that paperback book, Dad? I just gave you an e-reader for your birthday.
I already finished the book you downloaded for me.
There's more where that came from, and there are a lot of free e-books on the internet.
Yeah, I know, but downloading them is the problem.
I'm always happy to help, Dad.
That would be great. And while you're at it, can you show me how to make the letters bigger on the reader?
Of course.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 2.
It's nice to see you coming to yoga class more regularly, Jose.
Yeah, I've been getting into it a little more lately. Still, the poses don't seem to get any easier.
Be patient with yourself. Change happens gradually.
Sometimes I feel embarrassed because the other students are so much more flexible.
Don't worry about comparing yourself with anyone. Yoga is a holistic mind and body practice, not a competition.
I'll try to keep that in mind next time I fall over in class.
Question. What will the man probably do?
Number 3.
Have you met the new boss?
I have. We discovered we're from the same hometown. We even went to the same high school, though she was a few years ahead of me.
Small world! What did you think of her?
She's very knowledgeable about the publishing business. She has some interesting plans, and that's what our division needs.
Well, that's exciting. We need a supportive leader.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the new boss?
Number 4.
Why are all of your clothes piled up on the bed?
I'm sorting through them to see which items I want to donate.
Didn't you do that about a month ago for a school fundraiser? It's not like your size has changed since then.
No, but the community center is gathering clothes for a family who just had a house fire. They lost everything.
That's terrible. Do they need men's clothes? I could part with a few items myself.
Question. Why is the woman giving away her clothes?